This is Mike Bassett, and welcome to another light roast edition of Legal Grounds. In light of the upcoming Labor Day weekend, for this week's episode, I want to share some of my thoughts, along with some pretty uncomfortable facts about the state of the working class in this country. Now, I think many of us have some fairly vague working knowledge about why Labor Day exists or exactly what it's intended to celebrate. And until sitting down for this episode, I was kind of in the same boat. My conception of Labor Day was this. It's a holiday that originated sometime around the 1900s, maybe the 1800s, and the whole point of the holiday was to celebrate the working class. I had this mental picture of a lot of guys in old cabbie hats and overalls for some reason. Anyways, I also had this idea that folks got this holiday because a lot of those old-timey jobs sucked. Think Upton Sinclair's The Jungle. And so somewhere, someone important said it might be a good idea to give these guys a break every once in a while. Well, I was kind of close. The first inklings of Labor Day date back to the early 1880s in New York City, so I more or less nailed the dates. As for whose idea it was, well, I discovered it wasn't a top-down gesture of goodwill. The two men most attributed with the inception of labor, Matt McGuire and Peter J. McGuire, were not titans of industry or savvy politicians. They were the heads of labor unions on behalf of the laborers, not the shareholders. It's because of their work and the work of others like them that things like the 8-hour workday and the abolition of child labor became codified in both ways, both legal and moral. Some pretty big wins, in my opinion. By 1894, the federal government had formally recognized Labor Day as a national holiday, and ever since then, the first Monday in September was set aside as a day to rest and celebrate the contribution of the often overlooked masses that keep this country running. Or at least that was the idea. Now, I could go on at length about the transition of labor conditions between the Gilded Age to present, but what I can say is that somewhere along the way, it became the 9-to-5 workers and government employees who actually have the day off. But laborers, the folks who cook your food, clean your homes and offices, and who make sure shelves are stocked and that you can pay for your groceries, well, there's a good chance many of them will have to work. This is because declaring any day an official holiday means little, since it doesn't actually require private employers and even some government agencies to give their workers the day off. So what do we do with this information? Well, as an attorney, my first instinct was to seek out the facts regarding the state of labor and laborers in 2022. I wanted to know three things. What were the condition of laborers? What were the economic disparities? And have we as a society lost sight of the dignity of work? Now, as for the condition of laborers, it's sort of a mixed bag. According to the RAND Corporation, one of the leading research organizations that develops public policy solution to major problems, around 63% of workers in the United States find their jobs meaningful, while 58% reported that they have a supportive boss. So, while shy of perfect, this still means that work is a net positive experience. As for the physical conditions, I was surprised to learn that 61% of workers report that their jobs require repetitive or intense physical work, with more than half being exposed to hazards such as loud environments, extreme temperatures, hazardous materials, or unhealthy air. My first thought was exposed doesn't mean that there aren't safety precautions in place that reduce the harms of this exposure. After all, there is an entire government organization, OSHA, that oversees and enforces workplace safety. But see, that's where things got a little messy. And I'm pulling from an article written by David Wheel for the PBS investigative program Frontline. Because it is a government organization, political offensives and counteroffensives have led over time to a relatively steady level of funding for OSHA, reflecting a broad public concern over worker safety. At the same time, this political equilibrium leaves OSHA extremely limited in its ability to affect the more than 6 million workplaces that its statute covers. Over the course of its history, the agency has averaged fewer than 2,000 inspectors and has levied fines that are often trivial in relation to the costs of adopting technologies and practices consistent with OSHA standards. This means that some employers have little incentive to comply with those standards. And if a company's only goal is to turn a profit, the incentives can understandably, but depressingly, become non-existent. As for the mental and perhaps moral toll, more than half of workers report working in their personal time to meet workplace demands, while as many as a quarter of all American workers will still clock in on holidays like Christmas, Thanksgiving, and New Year's Day. And this comes from a 2014 Heartland Monitor poll. Now, where the physical and mental toll of labor came in as a statistical wash at best, the economics of labor are far less forgiving. The first statistic you probably heard of is the increasing disparity between CEO pay and that of the average worker. In the 1970s, CEOs made 25 times the average salary of their general workforce with an annual pay of $1.5 million. In a 2015 article for Fast Company, Ben Schiller reported that the ratio was now well above 300-1 with an average annual pay of $16.1 million, and this doesn't include stock options. Jump forward to a 2022 study by the Institute for Policy Studies, and the number nearly doubled with a 670-1 disparity. Put another way, the Economic Policy Institute explains that CEO compensation has grown 948% since 1978, while the typical worker compensation has risen only 12% during the same period. There's no need to proselytize about inequity when the numbers really seem to do all the heavy lifting. But Mike, you may be saying, sure the CEOs are making bundles of cash, but what about the folks who aren't in the C-suite? Well, with senior managers making four times more than entry-level workers, those numbers are a little bit more palatable. Well, that is until I learn that 63% of Americans report living paycheck to paycheck, and 47% say that a $500 emergency expense would be a challenge. All uncomfortable facts considering that the United States is the richest country on earth, while the last three generations, Gen Xers, Millennials, and presumably Gen Z, are expected no longer to live better off than their parents, with most coming in far short of the American dream. Now, those are the numbers. And the thing I like about numbers is that they can lie. Sure, they can be manipulated for less than savory reasons, but article after article and white paper after white paper my research team put together for this episode revealed the same thing. Economic disparities are becoming untenable, surpassing those of the Gilded Age mentioned earlier. As the billionaire Nick Hanauer said in his TED Talk, in which he urges his fellow plutocrats to address these disparities, be warned, the pitchforks are coming. So with all of these facts in hand, I will now gently pull out my soapbox, because while I subscribe to capitalism and I value the free market, I also believe we've lost sight of the third point I mentioned at the beginning of this examination, the dignity of work. A professor of psychology at Rutgers, Andrew Abeda, published a study entitled Money Buys Financial Security and Psychological Need Satisfaction, which is a very academic way of saying money buys happiness. His study concluded that a major component of psychological health involves maintaining a sense of purpose and personal significance, what psychologists refer to as meaning in life. You see, part of being a psychologically healthy person is feeling like you are important and that what you do matters. People who feel like their lives are purposeful and significant led happier, more satisfied lives and were better able to maintain a positive disposition in the face of stressful life events. Financial stress was also associated with a reduced sense of purpose and significance, with Abeda concluding that relentless stress about money can undermine a person's sense of self-worth and personal meaning, making them feel worthless and like their lives are pointless, a pattern of thinking that can lead to clinical depression, even suicidal thoughts and behaviors. And what makes the study particularly unnerving is that it was conducted over a decade ago, back when that CEO pay disparity was a lowly 300 to 1. And now, after a global pandemic, it was not the essential workers who were rewarded. It was the folks who already held high-paying jobs and established corporations who walked away with more than they started. In one truly shocking statistic, the world's 10 richest men doubled their fortunes during the pandemic. You don't have to be an economist to know that that just doesn't seem right. Now, precisely because I'm not an economist, I'm not going to pretend to know a magic solution for the problems that ail us. But it seems to me that this increasing wealth gap is unsustainable. Unless we do something, anything to address it, it could boil over into something devastating to our sense of a cohesive nation. And the first step towards any sort of solution to a problem is to admit that there is a problem, and then start talking about it. So, while it may be a small contribution, this podcast is my effort to help put this conversation to the front line for all of my listeners, even if just for a few minutes. This is Mike Bassett with Legal Grounds. Be easy, everybody.
Legal Grounds was written, recorded, and produced by Dust Devil Press. To learn more about today's guest, and for links to the topics and materials discussed, please check out our show notes. For more information on Mike Bassett, visit thebassettfirm.com. Questions, topic ideas, and guest suggestions can be emailed to legalgrounds@thebassettfirm.com.